Reishayin Vav Tivav. This is also really a hemshich of Tivdal and Tivhei, and it's not very common in Halacha. Halacha is a specific case where somebody went ahead and he said, and he watched, he was ready, it's Friday afternoon, he ate a Suda. And it's getting late, so he says, okay, it's time to bench. And he washes Mayim Achreinim. He just says, Havah Menivrach, that's not enough. He washes Mayim Achreinim, and then he realizes, oh, that it's ready, time for Kiddush Regev, ready, time for Shabbat, time to make Kiddush. So if you're going to go ahead and make a Birch Zamazin, and you make a Birch Zamazin on a case, you do up, you bench with a case. Also, that's another tonight that you have to have. Most people don't do that, it's not needed. Then you bench on a case, and you're not allowed to drink the case before you make Kiddush. It's ready Shabbat. That's what you're supposed to do with such a case. So it gets into two shittas here of exactly what you should do. Practically, the Maisa, the second, the V'yeshemrim, the Stam V'yeshemrim, the V'yeshemrim, the Maisa, the Rabbah says that's the minik, that you should be Puris Mafam Mekadesh, and you should not bench first, you should be Puris Mafam Mekadesh, make a new Brei Pri Hagafen, and a new Hamoisi, and then eat a little bit for a Suda, you should have, and then bench. Now what's interesting, Nakuda, that comes out over here, L'chara, is that the Mishnah Berurah says that for the din of Kiddush for Mokim Suda, all you need is Kizayis. He says, "Hainu kizayis al kofanim kedesh yenechshav lamochem suda." In the bottom, in the Sharatim, he says, "Leinishia yitzbe zedeshir suda shabbos." You need a beya. You need a kibetzah. You have to be able to have a kibetzah to be able to yitz your chiv suda shabbos. But al tzedin of kiddush mochem suda, all you need is kizayis. And it's, some people want to say maybe it's a dafka over here. They already ate before, and, but it's mavur later on also when we get to the din of reishayin gimel kiddush mochem suda. It seems that all you have to have is muat. All you have to have to be mekayim the din of kiddush b'makom suda, all you need to have is enough of a shir to make a bracha achreinu, a meila. If you want to be mekayim kiddush b'makom suda, ayde possible b'kisnin, you have to have a kizayis. And if you want to be mekayim kiddush b'makom suda b'makom al the din of, if you don't have any possible, you don't have any possible kisnin, you want to drink wine, then you have to have a revius. Not enough to have drink less than a revius. Revius is more than a kizayis. You have to drink, if one's liquid and one's solid. But Revius is more than a Kizayis, and in such a case, we'd have to drink a Revius to be able to Mekayim the din of Kiddush Mokum Suda. Another one, the Chiddush is the Chorer Pashtas the Tartit B'tzasri. Because out the din Mekayim the din Suda, you have to have a Kibetzah. So if that's the case, if you want to be Mekayim the din of Kiddush Mokum Suda, you should also have to have a Kibetzah. But we're saying no. If you're eating a Suda, then you have to have a Kibetzah. But if you're not eating the Suda, and you just want that you're allowed to make Kiddush, and there shouldn't be a problem, Kiddush Shleif Mokum Suda, then a Kizayis is enough to be considered a Suda, and you'll be able to be Mekayim the din of Kiddush Mokum Suda.
That's
the bracha, because then you're having the Revius. You just have a Mole Luma and another Revius, but you're being Yoytze Vechiv. Right, we'll see that in Reish Angim. Nekuda is really, though, what do you have to drink out the Suda Shabbat. The Mali Lugmov is out the Kiddush. Out the Suda, you have to have a shear that you can make an Alamech on. Bethim you could. We see if it against the Shalosh Shittas. No, the first Suda says, yeah, the first Suda says, no.
The one requires passing one band and
one band. Different slab.
One is the shear, one is not.
Zichud is different, yeah. 100%. Right. There's even a tzaddik bias with parents, 100%. So certainly Kiddush Agav, just a yidiya rabasi, which I don't, it doesn't seem like the Eilim is dying like this, and I don't know why. But the halacha is that a person is not supposed to make an alanetilas yadayim unless he's eating a kibetza from a bat. He's only having kizayis. In other words, even though you ate enough to be able to bench, but if you didn't have a kibetza, which is two times the amount of a zayis, then officially, you're not supposed to make an alanetilas yadayim.
Sorry for food. Not for food.